Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday night to you. We're getting closer to those conference championship matchups. But right now, I'm here with you for the next 3 hours. A big shout out to everybody who tuned in, called, tweeted, messaged me during the first hour of the show. Thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs, as I let you know that we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. And with every score change during Super Bowl 55, someone wins $50,000 in the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. You can see rules and you can enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. We started off the show talking about pressure. Which one of these quarterbacks faces the most pressure? I'm going to get back to the phone lines in a second. We're going to talk about the Indianapolis Colts. Now that Phil Rivers is gone, what do they do at the quarterback position? And then also, in lieu of some of the coaching hires and changes, Robert Saleh has been introduced as head coach of the New York Jets. That took place earlier today, this afternoon. We know, as of right now, it looks like that we have another hire, the Colts, hiring Nick Sirianni. So there's some movement here. And Robert Saleh, he happens to be Arab-American, family is from Lebanon, coming out of Dearborn, Michigan. Shout outs to everybody in Michigan. But we also have had a lot of hires or folks that you thought would get more of a look, like in Eric Bieniemy, that it didn't necessarily happen. And so Terrell Owens addressed that on the show with us this week. Eric Bieniemy actually spoke today about his standing as a future NFL head coach. And then we also had one of his quarterbacks that he did work with, an Alex Smith, who also had something to say. So we'll talk about the lack of diversity in the NFL. And we'll get to that later on in the show. I want to continue with your phone calls right now. And you know the number, 855-212-4CBS. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. I took some time in the first hour to really break down these four quarterbacks. Yes, we know Patrick Mahomes has been in a concussion protocol. I think he'll play. I'd be shocked if he didn't. We know that he's going to be taking on or opposing Josh Allen with the Buffalo Bills. You have the Buccaneers with Tom Brady. You have Aaron Rodgers with the Packers. And it's a matter of who is facing the most pressure going into this or their respective championship matchup. And I say it's Josh Allen. I say it's the guy who hasn't done it, the guy who hasn't played in the championship game, let alone win the big game or get close to a Lombardi trophy. You know, Patrick Mahomes, he's expected to win some more Super Bowls. God willing, he's healthy. He's going to kick folks' asses for the next bunch of years. Okay, Tom Brady, he has something to prove that he can do it without Bill Belichick. But his legacy is set. Anything else is just like throwing more icing on the cake. You know, I agree. We had a lot of callers who said Aaron Rodgers faces the most pressure. I also believe his legacy is set. Would it be nice for him to go out and win another one? Yes. But I don't think he looks at it as, or he's sitting around tonight, Thursday, saying, oh, my God, if I don't win on Sunday, people are going to say that I'm not good. People are going to say that I'm not this or I'm not that. I think his legacy is cemented. I think Aaron Rodgers is also in that space where he can add to it. And so I believe, all things considered, looking at all four quarterbacks, when you think about it, you can easily say, let's weigh it on legacy, and Aaron Rodgers faces the most. I think Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback here that, you know, he's the best out of the four, if you ask me. Yeah, I know Tom Brady, and we talked about this last night. Those are the most accomplished. Like I said, Tom Brady is tucking his kids in at night right now. He's tucking them in. Patrick Mahomes is trying to get out of concussion protocol. He's studying film. Josh Allen is the guy who's studying film tonight. And when he steps out onto the field, he don't know what the hell is going on. He's never felt it before. He hasn't, and it may be to his advantage, he hasn't walked into a championship game in a stadium. He's not going into Arrowhead with 70,000, 80,000 people in there. Josh Allen has to show, out of all four, that he's even worthy of playing in the same damn sandbox. Shout-outs to I Am Mud 305 tweeting me, saying, just getting off of work, I'm locked in from the 305. Shout-outs to everybody down in Florida, my next-door neighbors from here in Georgia. Let's go ahead and get back to these phone lines. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Which one of these quarterbacks out of the four, who's feeling it the most? Who's sweating a little bit more? Who's not going to be able to sleep all that well on Saturday? Pete is calling from Virginia. Pete, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, Pete disappeared. Alex from Pittsburgh, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm there. Love you.
Uh-oh. Alex, call back, man. That phone, brother. Your phone is facing all the pressure. Might be time for a new one. Greg from Virginia, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I hear you good, Greg. You have, what are you, calling from a landline?
Yeah, I'm calling from a cell phone.
Oh, that's not a landline, Greg, but go ahead.
Anyway, I'm calling, I think that the most pressure is going to be Josh Allen. One, I'm a diehard Bills fan because my fiance is from Buffalo, New York. But I think he has the most pressure because all the ones that have been mentioned, they got championship rings. He don't. He hasn't proven that he can take and play on the big stage yet. So I think that he has the biggest, the biggest thing to prove because, you know, Jim Kelly, even though he didn't win any Super Bowls,
0-4.
He took his team to the big stage four times in a row. I also think that Josh Allen has the most to prove because he's the one who's taking on the quarterback of the current world champions.
Okay.
Tom Brady's not the current world champion. Tampa Bay's not the current world champions. Kansas City is. So, you know, they lost to the Kansas City Chiefs back earlier in the year. So I think that, you know, he has the most to prove to be called the comeback kid, you know, instead of right. Josh Allen, he don't want to be known as Choke Allen.
You know? Oh, well, so look at you, Greg, giving him a nickname. Well, let me ask you this. You said your fiance, you getting married. Did I hear that correctly?
That's right, July.
Oh, congratulations, man. That's a beautiful thing, getting married in July. I like that. So fiance is a Buffalo Bills fan. So here's the question. Is she hanging outside of the Ralph? Is she, like, throwing people through tables and doing crazy stuff? Or is she, like, a normal human?
Nah, she's a school teacher, bro.
Okay, she's a school teacher. Well, listen, no. Well, Greg, let me tell you something. I've been around my share of NFL stadiums. I have been around my share of college football stadiums. And telling me that somebody is a teacher isn't all that, much of an indicator of what the hell they're doing on Saturday or Sunday. I think, Greg, you would agree.
Oh, yeah. I've had to hold her arms down quite a bit. She likes
okay.
to swing and get animated.
Oh, okay, Greg. I didn't ask about all that. But anyway, I get it. And once again, I hope everything. I hope she has a good time on Sunday. And congratulations on your future nuptials. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it, bro.
Oh, very much so. Congratulations to Greg calling up from Virginia. I don't know what's going on here. I mean, I felt like last week one of the callers was getting married, and you know, soon I'm going to switch the show over to Love Connection. One day I'm going to do a show, and I just want to talk to all the married folks, and I want to get an understanding as to what the hell is going on. And then the people out of getting married, congratulations to y'all. Let's go out to Bob. Bob is calling from Ohio. Bob, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, JR, man. Excellent show, as always. Hey, you know, I called in to tell you how you were wrong and Aaron Rodgers was going to be the answer here, but I think you've convinced me that it's Josh Allen. And, you know, I got to thinking, not only, you know, has he not done it, you know, he's on the road. He's going against a team that nobody's been able to beat for the last 2 years. You know, I think he's missing an offensive lineman possibly. So, yeah, I'd say you're right. The pressure's on him. And I would like to say, you know, Bienemy would be the perfect coach out in San Diego, now L.A., the Chargers with that young quarterback and those weapons they got out there, man.
Yeah,
he'd probably go out there and score 45 points a week.
They filled up the job already. Brandon,
I think they missed a boat there. I think they didn't get the right guy.
Yeah, so basically what the Chargers did is they stayed in the same building. They stayed in SoFi Stadium, which human beings really haven't seen yet because of the pandemic. But they basically took the defensive coordinator from the Rams, Brandon Staley. So
yeah,
we'll talk.
And here you've got a young team with a lot of firepower with a young quarterback that looked like he was probably the best out of the bunch last year. And you go defense?
That's kind of one of the same things I thought. It'd be real interesting to see who they bring in as offensive coordinator. I don't believe that's been announced yet, but that was my initial reaction. And, Bob, we're going to talk about that probably in about an hour from now. I want you to hear what Eric Bieniemy had to say about, A, not getting hired. If you didn't hear Terrell Owens from earlier this week, I want you to hear that. And then Alex Smith, who also worked with him. Obviously, Alex was a member of the Chiefs. Alex has his word. So there are a lot of people who are dumbfounded with the process. Unfortunately, I think we all pretty much know the reasons, but I want to have to bring them to light. There are going to be a lot of people who don't want to hear what I have to say, but we'll talk about that next hour, Bob, okay?
All right, bud.
Thank you so much to Bob for calling from Ohio. Let's talk to Tony. He's here in Georgia. Tony, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, thank you. I would say Allen would be, because what you're saying, and he also the youngest one?
Yes, 24 years old, yes.
And how old was Mahomes?
I think Mahomes has got him by a year.
Okay, so where did he come from? I don't remember hearing Mahomes until he went to Kansas City. What university did he come from?
Tony, you watch football, right?
I keep up with some, yes.
Oh, so you're not...
Well, really,
okay.
At SEC is where I'm from.
No. He went. Patrick Mahomes went to Texas Tech. You know he played. You know he won a Super Bowl last year, though, right?
Yeah, I know that. Yes.
Oh, okay. No, So Tony, I'll tell you this as well. Patrick Mahomes' dad was also a Major League Baseball pitcher. His dad was also Patrick Mahomes. I remember him playing. I think he played for one of the Texas teams. Mm-hmm. I specifically remember him playing for the New York Mets.
So he came from a family of athletes. His father was a baseball player.
His dad was a baseball player. He grew up. Patrick Mahomes can play basketball, baseball. It's in his contract now that he's not allowed to play any other sports because he is so awesome at what he does. They don't want him blowing out an ACL dunking.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell me something about that guy at Pittsburgh, please?
Ben Roethlisberger?
Yes. What's his one-loss record as a quarterback, please?
His one loss record?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know his all-time one loss record, Tony, but I'll tell you this, and thank you, Tony, for calling from Georgia. He is a big dude. He's old. He has two Super Bowl rings. His ass is broken. They just got a quarterback, Haskins, that they signed, and you won't hear about him for too much longer unless he goes into the Hall of Fame. And there's also a cool last thing named Google. Google is pretty cool. That's a lot of information. Jonathan is calling from South Carolina. Jonathan, you know who Patrick Mahomes is, right?
Hey, you know, first off, all four of them, you know, if you're any type of, you know, gamer, you know, you're going to have pressure on you, and you're going to be doing your best to study the defense, staying up, trying to figure things out.
Yeah.
You know, just that's how you became great, you know. Everybody has about the same amount of pressure on them.
I don't think so, Jonathan. Well, I think it's like, what do you do for a living, Jonathan?
Heating and air.
You do heating and air. Okay, so you can pretty much walk around all day, and you could go to somebody's house, you can go to somebody's apartment, and you know what the hell you're doing, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So if I now said you are the champion of heating and air, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if there are little kids running around at your feet. It doesn't matter if the customer has the whole neighborhood stand over you while you're working on an HVAC unit. You know what the hell you're doing, right?
Whenever I went into a cancer ward for little kids, man, and I was scared of doing the work in there that I might spill something, you know, bust off some insulation somewhere that would
that's
stuff you had to prepare for.
Sure. Well, Jonathan, here's my point. You know how to do your job, and you do it well, and you could do it under pressure. If you taught me how to do this in a week's time, and then you put me around a whole bunch of kids, or you put me outside with a barking dog, I'm gonna suck. You know why? Because I don't have the experience. I've never gone through it. You might have pressure if you got 20 adults saying, what is he doing? I may have pressure because I've never done it before. And I think experience factors into it. And so we all know that all four of these quarterbacks and every player on the field has some type of pressure. They all do. They have pressure on them when they go out. This is not just only them competing for championships. A lot of these players, they come on different scales. It's how they make their living. It's how they make their money. It's how they pay their bills. And unfortunately, we got quite a few players. A lot of these guys is living check to check. So this is ass-kicking time. This is money-making time. And yes, they all got pressure. But I don't think they all feel the same heading into the game. Are you going to be nervous? Maybe, yes or no. Are you going to be anxious? Probably. Do you want to get after it? Yeah. But the guy who has the most experience, the guys who have the most experience, they're most and better prepared. I'm pretty sure Josh Allen is going to have a difficult time sleeping. I'm pretty sure he's the one just replaying everything over and over in his head. Look at Sean McVay. He doesn't play. Sean McVay went into the Super Bowl a couple of years ago against Bill Belichick. Sean McVay will tell you after the fact. He overcoached. He overprepared. He overcomplicated the situation. Why is that? Because he was never there. And so now that he's had that experience, if he can go back, it's probably not going to be with Jared Goff, he's going to be able to perform better because he's been there before. That's like saying, hey, JR, let's go out and ski. Oh, well, I've never been skiing. That's like me telling you, oh, well, let's go out and do this. If you've never done it, it's difficult. It's tough. Tim is calling up from Knoxville. Shout outs to Tennessee. Tim, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, JR, man? I love the show. I repo cars at night, so I listen to you every night.
Hey, Tim, I hate your guts, man, okay? You are, must I tell you, you are probably the worst human being to call the show repo. Why would you say that, Tim?
Because that's how I listen to you, man.
Oh, my God. Jeez, you just run around just snatching up people's stuff? Like, come on, it's COVID, man.
I know, man. I actually had to shut my business down and started doing this about 2 months ago.
Okay. Well, you got to do what you got to do, Tim. Go ahead with your comment.
Man, I think you're spot on with Josh Allen having the most pressure, And, you know, you've made a bunch of good points. You know, he's the youngest. He's never been there before. But also, you know, he's got all of Bills Nation, like, breathing down his neck because they've never been in this position in so long. Not never, but
they love him, though. They love him.
You know, he's got that, you know, pressure on him as well. So, I think it's definitely Josh Allen. I can't help but think, though, that, you know, somebody who might need to have enough pressure, especially in the footballs, would be Tom Brady, though.
Yeah, I just think, well, was that a joke?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a nice Tom Brady cheating. Hey, Tim, you're a hell of a guy, man. You come on, you tell everybody that you repossess cars late at night. You give us a nice Tom Brady joke at the end about him, you know, pressurizing the footballs. Tim, you call me up anytime, okay?
All right, thanks, JR.
And feel free, you're in Knoxville. Yeah, feel free to bring a car down to me in Atlanta, okay?
I got you, brother.
All right, thank you so much, Tim, for calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. The repo man called us, folks. I'm going to take a break to compose myself. We're going to come back with more of your calls. No more repo men. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
We're talking about pressure. Not beasts, but pressure. We got four quarterbacks remaining. Rodgers. Brady. Mahomes. Allen. Who's feeling it the most heading into Sunday's matchup? I told you Josh Allen, basically because he hasn't felt it before. We know two of these quarterbacks are done, Hall of Fame, put them in. The other guy, the only thing stopping him from getting into the Hall of Fame is if he gets hurt. And Josh Allen, well, he's the one that doesn't necessarily belong in this photo or picture yet. He's trying to show that he can eat at the big boy's table. He hasn't gotten his hand on a Vince Lombardi yet. He has the most to prove. I don't think anybody's legacy here is affected, win or lose. But his hasn't even started. Remy's calling up from California. Remy, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, my brother JR from the same border? Hey, listen, you're a hard guy to disagree with, and you're right about Allen. There's no way that kid ain't coming in there with his legs shaking. However, I'm going to, Mahomes, I hope that kid gets well quick.
Yeah.
I want him to tear it up.
You got money on the game? Kid,
oh, I want him to go all the way. I want him to beat up on Green Bay and Rodgers. However, it's going to be tough. I just hope to hell he makes that protocol.
Yeah, well, he's practiced.
One more shot, JR.
Yeah, well, he practiced again today.
Yes, sir.
I was saying he practiced again today, so I think he's on his way.
Okay. I hope to God, because I want to see him do it again.
Okay. Remy, I love your voice, man. You sound like Macho Man Randy Savage.
No, I'm nothing. I'm just a simple man that played ball, and I mean college too, but I don't want to. I'm just from Indiana.
Okay. Well, Remy, I don't care where you are. You're an awesome guy, man.
That's okay? My man.
You're an awesome dude. Remy, you call me up anytime, okay?
Oh, JR, you're something else, and it's hard to disagree, but I think we'd have a good time.
Well, listen, man, don't come to Georgia, man. I stay out of trouble. Thank you, Remy. Shout-outs to Remy. Man, we got some personalities here tonight. I love it. You had the Repo Man. You got Macho Man. Hey, Perry. Where's your personality, Perry?
How's it going, JR? Before I tell you who has the most pressure, I just want to let you know, Mahomes' father played with A-Rod in Texas. And when Mahomes was a little boy, A-Rod told him his future was in baseball, not football. Boy, was he wrong.
Yeah, well, that's not the first time that Alex Rodriguez came out his mouth and said something silly. So there we go.
There we go. And I, the one with the most pressure and a legacy on the line is Aaron Rodgers. He's 1-3 in NFC title games. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, he last year included, but
1-3. He has got to lay it on the line, Sunday. If everybody wants to call him the greatest quarterback they've ever seen, and he's, 37, then he needs to put it on the line, shut everybody up and win, or either let Brady walk all over him again. He's got to put up or shut up. Because everybody, I'm tired of everybody.
Are you saying, Perry, that Aaron Rodgers, are you like calling him a choker now? Is he a choker?
Yes, he's the biggest choker I've seen.
Oh, come on. Come on, Perry. You know it's a team game, right?
I know it's a team game. I've played on a championship team. I know what it takes to win a title.
What championship team, Perry?
87, Class 5A, Pascagoula, Mississippi. We were ranked 12th in the country, and my starting quarterback was Shane Matthews. My cornerback was Terrell Buckley. Terrell Buckley was Tom Brady's teammate when Brady won his first Super Bowl.
Perry.
Buckley had a fumble in that game.
Perry.
I know what it takes to win a title.
Okay, but I understand that, Perry. Where's your Vince Lombardi? You got one of those?
No, but I do have a championship ring, and there's guys in the NFL that don't.
Okay, Perry. I'm pretty sure. Well, thank you, Perry. I'm pretty sure everybody walking around at the NFL level probably has a stockade of awards in their house. I'm pretty sure they have so many awards that their parents and grandparents and nephews and aunts and uncles and nieces have some of the awards because they don't want them. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to continue with more of your calls. I want to talk about what the Colts need to do. And then when we get to the top of the hour, we're going to talk about what's going on with the NFL when it comes down to coaching. Everybody can get a job. Well, not everybody. But you might have a better chance of getting a job than some of these guys who have been around a long time. We'll talk about it, the NFL and diversity. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I got to let you know, since we're talking about these quarterbacks, who has the pressure, who doesn't have the pressure, I got to let you know, Sunday on CBS, a spot in Super Bowl 55. It is the prize. That's why there's the pressure. The Buffalo Bills will take on the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, and we get you set for the game. It starts at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, with JB and the guys on the NFL Today. The AFC Championship game, it's Sunday. It's on CBS. I want to make a slight correction, and it's a matter of small logistics. One of the callers asked and said, "Hey, Aaron Rodgers, isn't he 1-4 in championship games?" And technically, the answer is yes. But for him to start and play, he's 1-3. That first time he happened to be on the Packers, Brett Favre was still starting. It was that game against the New York Giants, I believe, where Tom Coughlin, I think he basically kind of froze to death outside, and the Giants went to the Super Bowl and beat the Patriots. And so, yeah, let's lop off a loss there for Aaron Rodgers. 855-212-4CBS is the number. We can talk about pressure and all that, and at the top of the hour we'll talk about what the hell is going on in the NFL when it comes down to coaching. We'll have that discussion. Don't want to miss it. Let's go to Knoxville and let's talk to Troy. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hey JR, how you doing, brother?
Hey,
I just want to say, add to your monikers for the evening. You had a Repo Man, a Macho Man, now you got a Pepsi Man from Knoxville. How about that?
Oh, man, you just serving up the sugar to everybody. Go ahead, Troy.
There you go. Hey, brother, the two young guys, make me think back to Moreno. What did Moreno go to the big game, his first or second year?
Yeah, and Super Bowl.
I remember he did an interview, and it was devastating to him, but he always had in the back of his mind that he'll get to another one. Well, he never did.
Yeah.
So I say right now, I mean, Brady has the hardware. I mean, six bowls. I mean, he has the hardware on the shelf in his den. Rodgers just has the one. I mean, the stats are there for both of them. No argument whatsoever. But as far as who has to prove it right now at this moment, I would go with Rodgers.
Okay. Why? Go ahead.
Well, just because, like I said, the stats are there for both of them, brother. I mean, Rodgers has, a couple MVPs. He's going to go in the Hall of Fame. I mean, but ultimately, a lot of people, and I'm not saying everybody, but a lot of people look at it as, what did you win the big one? You know, he couldn't win the big one. I mean, he has one under his belt, but, you know, he couldn't win the big one. I mean, that a lot of people look at it that way. You can't say that about Brady. He has six of them sitting on a shelf in the den.
Yeah,
you know,
but he is so much of an exception. It's unfortunate, and I agree with you. It's unfortunate that that'll be the benchmark that people will look at it. Because I can throw out names where you kind of go, unusual. You name Dan Marino. We know how many Super Bowls he has. I can say Terry Bradshaw. I can mention someone like an Eli Manning. You know, we can look at also at Drew Brees. And I don't think it makes any of these guys any less. Like Tom Brady has just literally been an exception there to a certain degree.
You're right. Oh, I don't. I agree. I mean, Rodgers has wore out the league. Believe me. I mean, I grew up in Michigan. I live in Tennessee, Knoxville now, but I grew up in Michigan in the Lions fan for years. And Rodgers would break our hearts year after year after year. I mean, he is a Hall of Fame quarterback. But like you said, and like I alluded to a minute ago, a lot of people just look at it. Bottom line: how many rings you got? How many trophies you got? And that's what they're gonna, you know, base their decision on, is that he couldn't win the big one.
All right. Well, thank you, Troy, so much for calling up from Knoxville, the Pepsi man. Appreciate you, brother. Let's go out to Chicago and let's talk to Eric. Eric, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR? How you doing?
I'm good.
So I'm thinking the words pressure and anxiety are getting a little mixed up here. See, because when I hear Josh Allen is losing sleep the night before, he's sweating, he's thinking about the game, that to me is a little anxiety, nervousness. Which, yes, I agree. Josh Allen's got the nervousness and anxiety the night before. But I think the pressure lies on Brady, because Belichick's already out of the playoffs, so now it's on him to win. You got a 2-year contract. Ronald Jones is going to be gone in 22. Brady's gone. O.J. Howard's gone. JPP's gone. He's hosting. I think the pressure's on him to prove he can do it without Belichick. And he already knows that Belichick's out, so now is his time to shine. To prove it. I get it. He's got the hardware.
Sure.
Now he needs to step up to the plate.
Yeah.
And win.
But in comparison to everybody else, it's like if Tom Brady, and even forget this game in particular, I know I'm going past things. If Tom Brady does not win another Super Bowl, what? What does that change? He does nothing changes.
No. And his legacy stays the same.
Yeah.
I'm saying the pressure to win the game.
Yeah,
it's
but
on him. That's the
yeah,
only
but,
reason he came back, because he didn't have anything to prove other than I can win without Belichick.
And I don't think it's
back.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't think so. I think he is playing A, because he wants to play. He wants to win Super Bowls. And am I pretty sure? Yes. Is there something for him to say, hey, I did it without him? Yes. But I don't think that's at the top of the list. I think he wants to play because A, he can, and he can still do it, obviously, at a high level. He wants to add to his legacy. And I think Bill Belichick is, it's a side. Obviously, it's a part of it, but I don't think that's the motivating or driving factor for him to go out there and get chased around by fat guys on Sundays, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm just saying. I appreciate you, Eric. Thank you for calling up.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
No doubt about it. Dan is calling from Hawaii. Dan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, just real quick about Mahomes. We all know that he's probably going to play, but hopefully he's healthy enough, and hopefully he'll be okay. But as far as Josh Allen, go ahead.
I didn't say anything,
man. Okay, my bad. I thought I heard something. My bad.
No, it's the voices. Those are the voices in your head, Dan. Go ahead.
I guess so. Okay, in terms of Josh Allen, I mean, I kind of agree with the previous caller. I'm sure he's anxious, but for me, I mean, this is first time in the NFC Championship game. He's going to have conceivably multiple chances to to be at least playoff contenders to become elite in the future. But for me, with the elite guys, when you're that at that level, more is expected. And I agree with the previous caller again that Brady is the second most under pressure because, you know, he wants to win without Belichick and he wants to become the first quarterback to win his home stadium, become the undisputed GOAT. But for me, the most pressure is Aaron Rodgers. Like some have said, I mean, he hasn't won the title since 11. His team got owned last year again in the NFC Championship game. And you know he wants to get in that GOAT discussion.
Dan, I don't think it's a matter of him wanting to get anywhere. He's there already. I will disagree with you. I think anyone with half of a brain will legitimately go ahead and tell you Aaron Rodgers is one of the best quarterbacks ever. That is, I don't think that's disputed. You know, I read everything all day. You're not going to see, read, listen, hear from most people who will not say that he is one of the best quarterbacks to ever play. You telling me that that's not true?
I agree, but for me, he's top 10. If he wants to get in top 5, you need to win at least 3 titles, and you're going against the GOAT at home in the championship game. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dan, for calling up from Hawaii. I appreciate you. I'm glad we all have to obey what Dan says. John is calling from Detroit. John, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Good evening, man. I think it's going on Brady out of the four. It's got to be Brady. I'm telling you, he even admits that he gets nervous before games. He knows that he's the GOAT. But we're just going to take this in, man. This is I got a feeling we're going to be talking about this game 50 years from now. It's going to be like when we talk about Joe Namath against Johnny Unitas.
He might as well call it.
Yeah, he's going into Lambeau. I mean, even though the fans aren't there, we're going to be talking about this because, it's during the pandemic. And it's like Randy Johnson going into Fenway against Curt Schilling. You know, it's the pressure is on Brady, and I just got a feeling this is a treat for us. You know, this is going to be an amazing game. I got a feeling. You know,
John. Also, thank you for reminding me that those two guys teamed up and just kicked folks' ass for a minute too. So, thank you, John. I'm talking about Schilling and Randy Johnson. Thank you, John. Appreciate you.
Have a great one.
You as well. Yeah, Curt Schilling is a. Let me not say anything. Ben is calling from Ohio. Ben, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Long time listener, first time caller. The name is Vandal. I think it's Aaron Rodgers, the one that's the nervousest as most, because he got to get past Tom Brady. Once he get past Tom Brady, he got it in the bag.
Okay. Well, Van, I like how you explain it. This sounds like you ever played Super Mario Brothers?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you did? Like, which one? Like, on the NES or S or Super Nintendo or Game Boy?
On the Super Nintendo.
Wasn't that so much fun?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, you making it sound like Tom Brady is what's that big turtle's name? Bowser. You make it sound like he was Bowser.
Yeah, but see, he got to get, once Aaron Rodgers get by him, he got it in the making. So that thinking that he's thinking that I got to beat Tom Brady to get to where I want to be.
Hey, you know what we got to do, Van? We got to get we got to give Aaron Rodgers one of the magic mushrooms, you know?
Yes, that'll work.
Okay.
I think he can do it.
Okay, Van. I think, of course, he's one of the best, Van. Van, you call me up anytime, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.
It's a pleasure talking to you. Shout outs to Van. Listen, anyone who plays Mario Brothers is good by me. Carl is calling from Georgia. Carl, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, JR?
I'm good, Carl. You never played Super Nintendo, did you?
Oh, of course I did, man. I played it all. I played it all, bro.
Oh, okay. Hey. All right. what did you play? You played Mario Brothers too?
Of course I have. I played them all. A few years back, I played them all. Yeah, I played them all, man.
Oh, okay. All right, me too. But go ahead.
I just want to tell you. I want to tell you. I'm a 16 years old, but hey, look, I'm finna tell you, from going way back, that Tom Brady has pressure on him because he wanted to prove everybody that he can do it without Bill Belichick. Aaron Rodgers, to me, don't have as much pressure on him because he don't put pressure on himself. Tom Brady put pressure on himself. And I think that the Buccaneers would definitely win this game because Tom Brady put that pressure on him, and that makes him thrive and makes his players better.
Hey, listen, anybody, and thank you so much, Carl, for calling from right here in Georgia. Anybody who's already playing at a high level, you generally, and that's an excellent point, because you don't feel what goes on outside. Like, you got it on your back. You feel it. It doesn't matter what folks are saying about you. It doesn't matter. You feel it. You have set the bar for yourself. You got the bar so high that it doesn't even matter what anybody else is saying. And so I appreciate that. Although, if you're asking me, they all face pressure, as one of our callers said earlier in the show. But I say Josh Allen, he's that guy. He's the one feeling it the most. Because I think everybody else, and this is what it boils down to from my perspective, I think it's all about experience. That's what he doesn't have. And speaking of experience, it's crazy because NFL coaches are getting hired all over the place. And a lot of these new coaches have no experience. And a lot of coaches who do are on the sidelines. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.